Being part of the NFL is something special for every single player in the league. A small fraternity that few ever get a chance to join. But for a Vikings rookie, reaching the game's highest level takes on even more significance.
Well, it's been a dream of mine to play a quarterback in the NFL, and this preseason was my shot. So all throughout camp, I did whatever it took. You know, if I had a bad day, I took it as an opportunity for a comeback. And I feel like I did great this camp, you know, learned a lot.
The NFL dream for Taylor Heinicke started in Atlanta, Georgia. A youngster falling in love with the sport.
Probably had one of the best childhood lives you can ask for. I played almost every sport you could think of, and I had a great childhood. I went to Disney about 7 years, 7 years straight when I was a young kid, and you couldn't ask more than that.
He was introduced to sports by his dad, Brett, a collegiate golfer and sports enthusiast who became his son's biggest fan and supporter.
He did everything for me, football-wise, everything-wise, you know, but football, he would put together my highlight tape, send them to every single college you could think of. Probably sent over 300 films at different colleges, just trying to get me a scholarship.
A record-breaking prep football career brought little interest from schools, so he decided to play collegiate ball at Old Dominion. The Virginia school didn't start their football program until 2009, and was still in the growing stages when he arrived on campus.
Old Dominion offered me, they're my first offer in high school. I didn't even know they had a football team. I always saw them in March Madness, you know, basketball tournaments, and their football program was only 2 years old at the time. So, they took a leap of faith on me, and I appreciated that. It was like my senior year, so I went there, and it was a great experience, football and non-football, academic-wise, everything.
But his football career and his life would come to a halt after his freshman year in 2011.
December 16th. I was trying to call him all day because we had a college football pick'em, that we always did every year, just us two, and I was trying to get him to email me the games, and he wasn't picking up the phone or anything, so I just called my buddy, my best friend next door, say, hey, can you go check up on my dad, see what's going on? So his dad went over there and found him passed away in the house.
He lost his father and biggest role model in life to a heart attack at age 50. The one who introduced him to the game and became his biggest fan.
And it was tough. It was very unexpected. That next year, my sophomore year, was my best year ever for football. And you could definitely tell, you could definitely feel him there on the field with me. And, it's unexpected happens. And, that happens to a lot of people. But you just got to take it and take it for what it is and run with it and try to make the best out of it.
But with tragedy comes triumph, as the quarterback went on to make his late father proud by becoming an All-American quarterback and record-setting passer. But with what scouts considered a small frame, the 6'1" signal caller went undrafted and landed in the Vikings' lap. He quickly impressed in training camp and earned a much-deserved spot on the Vikings' roster.
It's been exciting. Every week I'm out practice, trying to get better, watching Teddy. And Sean, and try to learn from them, taking mental reps every rep, and really just trying to soak it all in. And hopefully, if my name has to be called this year, I can go in there and perform. But right now, I'm just trying to soak it all in.
Like he did in college, Heinicke erased any doubts from critics who said he was too small to play the game. Now he gets to put on an NFL uniform and compete at the game's top level.
I feel like that's just the way it's been my whole life. Getting told you're either too small or you're not good enough to do this or that or something like that. But you got to take it as fuel, put a chip on your shoulder and go out there and work even harder. So that's what I've been doing, continue to do that. And that's just how I am. I just work hard and I just want to make the best out of this opportunity.
It all started in the backyard, playing catch with his dad in Atlanta. And now that goal, which seemed so far away, has been realized for Vikings rookie quarterback Taylor Heinicke. But living out that dream and playing in the NFL isn't quite as sweet, knowing his best friend and role model in life isn't there to enjoy it with him. He takes the lessons learned from his late father to motivate. And now the quarterback, who many said was too small, is in the National Football League. Coming up, Chad Greenway reflects on the holiday week and the importance family has during these special days. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Vikings Beyond the Gridiron is brought to you by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings. By Verizon, catch local Vikings games live on NFL Mobile, included only on Verizon. Better matters. And by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium.